back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Hello, hello, my people. Hello, what's up, everybody? What's happening now? Kilon Shele, Kilon Pop. We are almost at the end of March, man. This year is running. Ajansari, Ojono, everywhere. Everywhere does they move fast, fast. What's happening? Kilon Shele, Kilon Sup. Yes, you know, it's welcome to the Blackboard Podcast. You know, this is the favorite podcast and the number one podcast in the world. Like I always say, if I don't brag about it, then who will? Yes, I'm your favorite host, your number one guy, your top-notch guy, the guy that gives you all the lamba and the gist and everything together. My name is T to the O-M-I-H-A-W-K. And that's Tommy York. Welcome to the show. If you are new to the show, this is the Blackboard Podcast. And we are always here for you every time to give you top-notch gist and information around the world. Yes, let's go straight into this today's topic. But before I move into the topic for the day, I want to ask you one question. Are you in love? Are you in love, or you're about going into love, or you've been thinking about love, or you're out of love? Think very well. After this break, I'll go back and straight into the topic for the week. Let's go.
In you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be on.
Oh wow, sweet melody, man. This song just makes me want to fall in love all over and all over again. So today, I'm here to talk about love, relationship, dating, courtship, whatever you call it. I'm here to talk about it today because it's a discussion that I've meant to have talked about since, but right now is like the perfect discussion for the moment. So yeah, I'm talking from a single form, and I'm not here to judge or to contradict or to compare what is good in a relationship or what is bad in a relationship. I'm just here to give my general view of what I feel about love and what's the whole scenario around love is to me. You understand? I'm a single guy and I'm here. So you all listening to me and let's have a great discussion. So first of all, what is love? What is love? Love is like a mutual feeling between two or more people. You like the person likes you back, you love the person loves you back. And it necessarily doesn't have to be mutual. You might actually love someone and the person doesn't love you back in return. So I'm here to talk about the old dating culture from the old age till now. So yeah, love is sweet. Love is amazing. Actually a fan of love, relationship kind of love. I'm not even talking about agape love right now. Love between a boy and a girl. You like a girl, I like a boy, you like anything. I mean, I like love. Because I've tasted love. I love you, sweet. You see, when you've been in love and you come out of love, you see that it's a totally different side, not being in love and being single. So yeah, the way relationship right now has become, I think is not the way we always dreamt of it to be. When we're young, when most of us were young, and we see our older parents in love, or maybe when we go for our aunt's wedding, or we go for, you don't understand that kind of feeling now. We always feel like, hey, Jesus, I want to love, I want to marry, you understand? I want to just taste this love. Then eventually, we now grow, then we get into the stage where we start having feelings and we start falling in love with people. Then we finally get into love. So it's like a totally different ball game because there's a lot of things that were into consideration that's not into consideration. Back in the days, we hear stories, even in our movies back then and from our parent experience, we hear, I struggled with her. We started dating when I didn't have anything. You understand that kind of thing? When I didn't have anything. But now, the story is not like that. You understand? A whole different thing has affected love. In general, social media pressure, financials, trust, you understand, a lot of things has changed in the whole relationship world right now. Now, if the way people even count cheating, like cheating now, for example, now is counted as something natural. When you hear someone cheat, you'll be like, yes, okay, that's normal. There's nothing normal about that, actually. Then finances too. Now most people, maybe like the opposite gender, most of the time, maybe the girl is always dependent on the guy. The guy does everything, like buys dinner, pays for dates. You understand all those kinds of things? Like it's choking. It choke people at times. You understand? For the young people that are just growing up and want to experience love, but they are not really financially buoyant, how do they experience this love right now? Because even the people outside there now, the way they flaunt love on social media is like everything is always perfect. You understand? That's why sometimes I feel we shouldn't place our happiness on other people's happiness. I think that's what people do. When you see people having fun out there or posting pictures of their loved ones, then we just want that same exact kind of thing that we see in the picture in our own relationship. Then that one might now cause the social pressure on the relationship, because now you are not pressurizing your relationship. You are going out of the old characteristics that you used to fall in love. Because right, if you ask anyone right now that, okay, what do you want in a lady? Or what do you want in a guy? What do you want in your opposite gender? Like, what's your kind of guy? What's your kind of girl? Most people don't have anything in right now. Because on a serious note, if we are meant to go or by the way of the kind of people we want, then most people will not be in a relationship. Like in this generation, nobody will be in a relationship, because I cannot commit anybody now. You say, what's the kind of guy? And you start hearing, I need a God-fearing guy. I need a guy that is diligent. I need a guy that, nobody will tell you down right now. What you hear is, I need a guy that is financially buoyant. I need a guy that is handsome. I need a guy that can maybe... that is very sexual, because that's like a criteria too as well. You understand? Then in the guys, when you ask them, there's nothing like all those formal characteristics. Now most of the guys just go for physical appearance. You understand? Physical appearance, physical attributes. You understand what I mean? Like the figures and all those things. So like that's why I draw to a conclusion sometimes. I'm like, do people actually date for love? Like, that's the question. Do people actually date for love? Because I hear about relationships where people are married, like they get married and you hear that they are not in love with each other. Like, I'm like, how did it happen? How did it happen at first? You understand? Or some people get into a relationship, then they start enduring a lot of things. They're like, you are not in love with this person, but maybe because of your greed, or maybe because of whatever you are gaining in the relationship, you are still staying in that relationship. Like, how does that make sense? Some people get abused in their relationships and they don't still talk. You understand? You don't tell anyone what's happening in the relationship. That's why I always say, don't judge, because we always come out perfect, but it's not actually perfect between the people that are in that situation together. So we see celebrities online when they get into a relationship, and I see this tweets on Twitter where maybe like celebrity couples break up, then the girls or the guys are like, if these people can break up, then there's no more good relationship out there. There's no love out there. I'm like, how do you just come into conclusion because of the people that you look up to? And when they come out, they portray whatever you see as the most perfect kind of relationship. Because, okay, let's take Quavo and Saweetie as an example right now. They came up on social media, flaunted their love when they started dating. Then we started watching their chills, their holidays, their gifts. You understand? Okay, so we now see all this all perfect scenario, and we feel, okay, yes, love has arrived. This is the perfect kind of love that I like. Like, these people, they are in a relationship and they are enjoying themselves, then this is what I want. All of a sudden, you come out and you start hearing another story that, oh, this guy cheated on these people. Then they come out in that same social media space or that same public space and tell you guys that, okay, yeah, we are no longer together. Then you now come into conclusion that there's no love. My bro, my sis, love deal. I missed everything. I'll still tell anybody, love deal. You understand? No social pressure, no finances, strict love. You understand? Because that's what we are all looking for. So what do I have to say? What I have to say is that come out, you understand? If you're in a relationship and you don't like the relationship, leave the relationship. It is no fight. There is no war there. You understand? You're not fighting with anybody. You don't like this relationship. You don't love this boy. Simple. Because me, that's what I prefer. I prefer to let's end the relationship. Like, okay, now we are no longer in sync with each other. Let's end the relationship. You understand? Either rather than me staying in the relationship to endure a whole lot of things, or maybe abuse or manipulating, you understand? Some people are in a manipulative relationship. Me, in a way, I thought I was in a relationship. Like, I was in a relationship, yeah, in my own personal experience. I was dating somebody, we were in love, I was enjoying myself in love. But I came to a conclusion that, do you know that you can actually be the only one in love and you'll be enjoying the relationship perfectly, you understand? Like, just you and this person are in a relationship, then you are the only one enjoying the relationship, you are the only one posting, you are the only one telling everybody about how sweet your girlfriend is, how sweet your boyfriend is, you understand? But the other person is calm, but you, with the old love and everything, because love can actually blind people. When they say love is blind, it's true. Love is blind, you understand? So love can actually blind people. Then when it blinds your face, you are soaked in that love. You don't see what's happening. You don't see the red flags. So me, I didn't see the red flags. My ex fell out of love without me knowing that. This girl don't even like me again. You know, as she don't like me, but me, I still the love the girl until she finally brought it to my notice that, hey, Baba, I know they feel this relationship again. You know, although it's heartbroken, but I might say that's like the best decision that I've ever made in a relationship, like breaking up. Because if I had to keep trying to revive the relationship, I don't see where we get that initial feeling that we got from the onset cannot actually come back. So if you know you don't like the relationship that you're in, leave. And if you know you're going into a relationship because you want to go and chop money or chop the goodies for there, be careful. You are breaking people get depressed from breakups. People cry. If you meet guys, girls, if you ask them about their own experience in a relationship, they'll tell you, because people actually take this thing deeper than other people do. Some people just think it's a game. Love is not a game. We are in this world and we have to love. We have to love each other. We have to find love. We have to find that one person. That one person that is actually for us. You understand? So, I just want, because there's been a lot of breakup topics out there. This breakup. I saw the social media influencers, one guy and one girl, I've forgotten their name actually, that they came up on Twitter, said the guy has been maltreating her, has been beating her, showed pictures of her face, you understand? All those kind of things, we don't want to see it again, because I don't know why, because at the end of the day now, okay, when they came up online to talk about that story, most people were already judging, you understand? The guy should not do this, the girl should not do that. I'm against violence, but at times, sometimes, not all what we see on social media is actually what everybody will just come out and give their own side of the story. That place is just like a whole open space where everybody just come throws in their own story, and there are like a lot of people that you don't even know in this world that are ready to give their own candid advice or opinion in the situation. So after the whole thing, the girl came back online like, okay, they solved the situation. If there's no solve, because you feel that, okay, the whole world, because there's this thing that people see, like maybe when, because me, I like to flaunt personally. I like to flaunt whoever I'm dating. If I'm dating you and I like you, I'm sorry, if I've dated you and I've not posted you, or I don't tell anybody about you, or more, I wasn't dating you. Maybe you were the one dating me. Because if me, I'm dating you, my flaunt, ekpa. I will show the whole world, you understand? So maybe after the whole time, when you flaunt, you've already shown everyone your babe, you've gotten the fine comment that, oh, she's sweet, oh, your guy is cute, all those kind of things, then maybe eventually you guys now get into a feud or a misunderstanding, or maybe there's especially cheating, the whole case of cheating, maybe the guy or the girl cheats, then you now feel, okay, let's keep enduring. You're not married though, just relationship. But first of all, self, we're not even going to marriage. First of all, relationship. Then you now want to keep staying in relationship because of what other people say. Please leave, run, see, pack your bags, pack your shoe, your slippers, bonda da, door sit well and leave. You understand? So I want to talk about the whole marriage, because I wanted to talk about marriage now. So on the matter of marriage, a quick question: do people even want to get married again? Is this the same marriage that most of us were always fantasizing? Like me, personally, me, I want to get married because I've been fantasizing about my own kind of ideal wedding since maybe when I was 2. But right now, like, I want to ask that question again: do people actually want to get married? Because my marriage is never longer the general top. Although people get married like almost every Saturday, Owambe, all over Lagos, everybody are getting married, you understand? But majority of the people don't even sit down for that marriage kind of thing. They don't even want to marry again. That's why the whole culture of baby mama has already gone viral, or is now a general, because you give birth to my child, then I don't eventually now marry you. I'm like, why did I ever impregnate you at first? Because I think is who you are getting married with that you impregnate, or is that, am I wrong or what? Okay, let's say the entertainment world might have influenced this baby mama thing in my own perspective, because we see our favorite celebs, actors, actresses, artists just having babies outside, and they tag it as baby mama and all those kind of terminologies or name, baby mama. See, if you know you want, don't, it's not as rosy as you see it though. Having a baby mama is not even easy at first place, because most people think, okay, it's even better than getting into a courtship like marriage, then you not give birth. Almost, it's still almost the same thing, because it's even times two right now. Because if you get a baby mama, you have to first of all be financially buoyant to be able to take care of them. Because I see people around the street right now just impregnate a lady, then you turn out to baby mama. No, go turn anybody to baby mama if you cannot take responsibility for the child though. Baby mama in my own case is when you know that you can afford to take care of the child, the child support, take care of the family, the mother, all of them, everybody in their own apart, make them live comfortably and give your child a good life, despite the fact that you're not married to the mother. Because baby mama is not give birth, leave one child outside. For whoever is listening here and you see your celebrity and you think that's how it is, it's not rosy. Because even now, celebrities too, we hear stories, baby mama clash, baby mama and artists when they have problems. So everything is not rosy. Because if you know you are this kind of person, because like me, I want to marry, I want to born, I want wife, you understand? I'm that kind of ideal man. Although I'm an entertainer, yeah, I'm a hype man, but it doesn't steal me. I'm not going to live that life. So the question is, do you want to get married, or you are afraid to get married based on the situations or the examples you see out there? You have to think about it. If you think you are afraid, I'm gonna visit a counselor. Let them counsel you on this marriage thing. Because before getting to a marriage itself, going to counseling is important. It's not, if you go to a quack counselor, you'll get longer. I'm not saying anybody's quack, but going to counseling, let them tell you what it is to get into a marriage. It's not about he proposed, you know, that kind of thing. proposer, alone, Jacko, God will not allow you to turn to disposal. You understand? Let them propose for a purpose. See, I'm already a poet. Let them propose to you for a purpose. You understand? So if you know right now you want to get into love, go out there, search the old street of Lagos. You see one person to fall in love with, go out there, get someone to love, experience love. Just, you understand, get yourself someone to love, go out on dates, explore, watch movies, enjoy life, you understand, build yourself together, grow together. Just enjoy love. Love is a sweet thing, everybody should experience it. I wish everyone safe and happy married life. I don't want to see breakup stories again. I'm tired of seeing breakup stories. We are just in March and I can't even count numerous breakup stories. And if you are in a relationship, don't be afraid though. Flaunt your relationship too. Don't be scared. This life is one. Flaunt your relationship, enjoy yourself. If you're a PDA kind of person, you understand, date whoever you want to date. Just be happy. Just make sure that you both are happy. That's the best thing that you can do to yourself.
It's the third month of March. And the year is still long. I wish everyone listening to me a blissful year. Despite the chaotic situations that we see in the country and in the world right now, I'm still here to spread love. Someone here loves you. Tomiok loves you. Someone out there loves you. Just know that you are loved. Don't go into depression. Talk to somebody. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. Enjoy this time. Enjoy life. This is where I draw the curtain on this week on the Blackboard Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking your time to listen to this podcast. Please share and like the podcast. Follow the podcast on all streaming platforms at Blackboard Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Podcast Addict, and the rest. Also, follow the podcast at Blackboard P. Blackboard is at BlackBoard. Blackboard P. Follow Blackboard P on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter. Share, tell a friend about this. I'm always here to talk to you guys, you understand? Every week I come with my discussion and we talk, we converse. Share a comment, drop a comment on the post on the social media platforms. Let's have fun, let's enjoy ourselves. This is where we end the show. And like I always say, it's peace, love, and bye-bye.